Mike Chase.
I'm here.
Jim Otusa.
Here.
Jonathan Smith.
Here with limited audio.
Okay. Ruth Wallace.
Here.
Alan Ortle. Rick Hages.
He's in the other room dealing with an emergency, so I already kind of know where he's at with stuff, so I'll give that. Same with Tony.
Okay. Kiwi?
Yeah.
Okay. Michael Franken? Francisco Urita? Rob Anderson?
Yes.
Melissa McKinney?
Here.
And Charles Wilson's not going to be on the call. And that completes roll call. Rob?
Okay, gents, ladies, thanks for jumping on and just seeing if we can't kind of kickstart a couple of the tasks over the next few months here that I need to get moving forward on. I have a couple problems. I'm trying to get my classes, you know, for this online classes, and I need to get my rules and regulations section together. So let's see. This started with me writing it, Ruth, you taking it and adding a pretty significant contribution, and then Jim, you took it and did another rewrite. So has anybody had a chance, and I know it's been the beginning of summer and everybody's been busy. Has anybody had a chance to take a new look at what we've given out? Can you guys please? Do you guys think, or Jonathan, Ruth, Mike,
Rob,
Jim, you guys can?
Rob, this is Jonathan. I can dedicate about an hour and a half or so tonight to look at it.
Would you please, Jonathan? I would really just appreciate, you know, making sure and, you know, on a broad brush.
Yeah, I can do that.
You got it. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jonathan. And, you know, I don't care if you want to send it to your committee or not, you know, all of you guys. You can, you can't. I don't care. You know, the more the merrier. But, look, I need to get this kind of in some form. I can take what Jim just did and his last revisions. I think I did and went through, accepted most of them, and he did a pretty good job of some editing. Some things I accepted, some things I didn't, but for the most part I did. You know, this can be revised in the future. It doesn't need to be perfect, but we need to go forward with this because it's going to be part of the presentation. So, Mike, Jim, is Kiwi on the phone?
Yes.
Kiwi on the phone, Lori? Anyway,
yes.
Do you guys think you guys will, I'll check with Alan. Do you guys think you can take another look at this sometime over the next week or so, guys? Is that possible for the rest of this group? Please?
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Okay.
Myself as well.
All right. Thanks. I
yes,
know, Jim,
I
for
can,
you and Ruth.
Yeah.
Ruth and Jim, I know, you know, it's been different. There are different degrees of comments and edits and all that we have all put into it. So I just want to get this thing vetted. You know, look, guys, if we get it into a draft, you know, it can always go through more revisions later. But at some point, I've got to get it looking like a manuscript, get it into the back of the book and do a recording on it the best we can. So if this is where it's going to live, we just need to clean it up. That's where it's going to live. But if, you know, you guys can just do me a favor, just take an hour just over the next week or two. I won't get to it till after the 11th. I will not get to it till then. So if between now and the 11th, if possibly you guys could do that, it would really, really be appreciated. So thanks. And let me know if you can't. You know, if you just can't do it, I completely understand, guys. It's the middle of summer and everybody's busy. Has anybody looked at it yet? Nope.
I looked at it briefly but didn't continue through because I thought I maybe other people should edit first.
Yeah. I'll take another look, Ruth.
Okay.
Jim looked at it in great detail, and I did too again. Ruth, great job. There's some stuff we ended up taking out, which doesn't mean it won't get back in. you know, you put a lot of work into that, so it was well appreciated. Thank you.
Well, so, I appreciate it.
Well, it was well done. So, good research project.
Thank you.
All right. Anyway, I have a question. Jonathan, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, Jim.
From when I sent it back to you, did you send it back out?
Yep.
Okay.
If you don't have it or you don't think it is, let me know and I'll get it back to you.
I'll have
it. Thanks,
Jim. I'll find it.
Yep. All right.
Well, the latest I had was the Ruth comments, but I don't have – I do not believe I have Jim's comments.
Tell you what, guys. I will go find it after this call. Let me make sure I, A, gave you the right one, and B, you all have the right one. Let me send it out again today. And let's make sure. Okay? And this will be the section. I mean, this is going to be universal across all five certs. There's going to be one set of rules and regs. It's going to be a take-home exam. So, and then once we've gotten this next set of comments, I'm going to put it in a manuscript form, and then we're going to write some the rest of the take-home questions based on these rules and regs. So you can be sure that there'll be a lot of commentary about this. So anyway, let me do that. Let me just triple make sure you guys have them. And I'll give it today's date when I send it out so you guys know that you have them. How's that?
Sounds great.
It works.
Perfect.
Okay.
And formatting issues will be done later.
Yeah, do not worry about formatting, grammar. Okay. Yeah, this is all about content, guys. I don't need to hear about commas and periods. This is just content. So we'll get it in front of a few people here and outside for the rest of it. Jim, at some point, I know it was on your world. I know we were trying to get to it. We've got to decide on that style guide, which may be in my court.
It's in my court. I have.
Okay.
I'm working on it. Andrea was going to send me whatever you had.
Yeah, I'll get that to you.
Sent me something else, and then
she did.
You were, I haven't gotten what I should be working from, but I have a few things going myself, and then I'll just merge them when I get caught up.
Yeah, and that's fine. Again, just over the next month is fine. With that.
I have to probably have Melissa or Lori ask Andrea to send me whatever she's supposed to be sending me.
I got it. I'll send it to you. I know what it is.
Which one, because she sent me something.
I do. No,
perfect.
I know she did. It's probably good for you to see that, but that was kind of a marketing, that was for marketing stuff. So that's our colors and all the different stuff we do that's become somewhat outdated that Trone did a long time ago for us. Okay, let me get that to you, and then we'll get the style guides together. Because what's going to happen on the rules and regs is it's going to get turned into more of a text manuscript. It's going to then be made into a PowerPoint presentation, and then it's going to get recorded and put with all of the different certs. It's pretty much like one of the last things on at least the CPES before we go live. So that needs to get done. So I want to get that wrapped up over the next few weeks. It's just we're going to freeze it wherever it is. If we have to re-record it, do another iteration down the road, we will. It's just this will be, you know, it's dynamic and we can always improve it later as more people comment on it. Did we get out, Lori, I don't remember, did we send out the set of questions that were submitted by, I think it was only Rick and Jim are the other ones that got me code of ethics questions. Did we submit that to this committee?
Ruth also submitted hers, and those went to you. They have not gone out to the whole committee.
Okay. So I've asked Butch to go through them. He's looking at those right now, and you guys are going to be seeing that followed up on in the next couple weeks. Okay, so the first set of questions for the take-home exam will be coming to you guys. So when you see it, let me know. And, you know, just take a look at it. I don't think it'll take you very much. If I recall in the spreadsheet, sorry, Ruth, I forgot yours was in there too. I think there was about 15 or 20 questions, and so we're going to be looking for about 30 to 40 questions out of the rules and regs, which if anybody's seen the manuscript for the rules and regs, we should have no problem coming up with those questions pretty easily. Okay? So you'll each be getting those in the next few weeks. Do you guys think if I get it to you by in the next 3 weeks, does everybody think they can take about an hour and look through those questions just to make sure they look okay?
Are these the code of conduct questions?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Thou will steal, thou will embezzle, you know, the usual things that all good nonprofits do, Ruth. So, yeah. Nope. We have a couple people that put the questions together, so I just need you guys to just look them over one last time. What I'm going to do is get them to you and kind of say, hey, guys, give me 2 or 3 weeks. If I don't hear anything, I'm going to assume you're okay with them, okay? And we'll move forward because this will be a take-home exam coming out of it. I know that Alan Ordle had some personal things going on, and so, again, as I get emails out, guys, I know you're busy. I know if you're getting pulled, don't be afraid to drop me an email in private to go, hey, Rob, it's going to be 3 weeks. I just can't do it. I understand. The other thing you can do, and especially the program people, give it to your vice president. Sorry, Ruth, you don't have one, but oh well.
Thanks.
But the rest of you, the rest of you do, get it to the other people and get them, get it off to your other committee. All right. The last thing that I'm going to bother you guys about today was in my email, I had said to you guys, hey, look, can you please go back to your committees and ask them to start thinking about putting together some exam content, at least some initial thinking about it. There's a reason we're doing this. A, we want the content, but B, it helps them start thinking about what they're doing. Does anybody have an objection of the three chairs that are on here? Do you guys have a problem with going back to your committees on doing that?
Well,
we'll start with you, Ruth.
I asked my committee if they could do some other things, and they felt like they were limited to what they're working on in the chapters that they're writing right now.
Okay.
And hopefully we're making enough progress that don't, maybe we can get past that. But we had to take on some additional work because we lost another
committee member. I totally understand that. Yeah, I know, with losing Harry especially, that's a tough one. So
yeah.
Jim, what do you think about what about Sepulsa CPES? Do you think Carlos and them can get going on that? Or do you feel like they're too tied up with their writing right now? Jim, did I lose him? Is he on mute?
I'm here.
Okay.
No, I can have him do that. I owe them an email out anyway on where they should be with all the stuff that's... I know we've seen one white paper from
Gary.
Gary Moody. The other one should be coming, and I know people are busy with summer. So, and I owe them an email to get us refocused for our we have an we're not having a conference call till August. So, hopefully we'll trickle stuff in over July.
Yeah.
But I'll have
and
the
I,
exam
yeah.
content as well.
Yeah. And the exam content, pushing that out till August and September is fine. I have no problem with summer being here and everybody being busy. I'm really more about rules and regs right now, and if we can squeeze an hour out of code of ethics out of you guys, that's all I'm going to really ask of you for right now while it's summer. And I understand that. So, keep that in mind. And, if we push the exam content to the fall, that's okay. Jonathan, does that seem pretty fair on your world too with your group?
Yes, I'll admit I've not been as engaged with them as I need to be, but I'll certainly go back, circle back and ask if it does turn into an issue. I think we can't deliver something of significance. I'll let you know as soon as possible.
Yeah. And again, let's just set, ask the committee, get them, get some time, see what everybody's schedule is. It's summer, people are busy, and, I get it. And I don't like asking, I don't like bothering volunteers too much in the summer either. So, I want to be pretty soft about this as much as giving them goals so we don't lose their interest, as we fade it here coming in the end, guys. just enough to keep them engaged, please. Does that seem reasonable to you guys?
Yeah, Rob, this is Ruth, and I think if you're going to push it back to August and September, I might be able to get them engaged in some questions. And I just want to clarify, these are exam questions for our particular cert, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Nope, we're not going to give you what we have. Yep, we are asking you to look at what you're thinking, what you're doing, and provide us what you what those questions should look like.
Okay, thanks.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, I would love it if you guys would keep it LID and hook up with Kiwi on that. Okay?
Will do.
Yep. And, you know, go ahead. I mean, this is, I know, something Kiwi likes and he's engaged in, and I know he'll jump in if you want him to jump in with you guys. Right, Kiwi? I'm volunteering you here.
I heard it. Got it. You got it.
Thank you, Kiwi.
Can I ask about that? So this is LID, as in for across the board, or because that's the very thing we're talking about in the chapter that I'm currently working on, and I've got a couple people to look at. So maybe you said LID,
if we
right?
Green LID green infrastructure. Let's every time we say the word LID, I want you to think LID green infrastructure. I'm just not always going to say it that way. So. And trust me, Ruth, if we see crossover questions that we can do both ways, we will. But,
okay.
You know, SWQ is going to be, they may be looking at some planning aspects of LID. We're talking about, until we get the manual rewritten, and let's talk about the manuals in a minute here, but until we get the manuals rewritten, we're going to be moving more and more of the SWQ questions that direction. I just taught SWQ in Arizona and went, God, we got to revise this program. You know, I'm really trying to push them in that direction. You know, post-construction BMPs is really the better word. So, you know, there's a lot of content out there. One of the things that Jonathan, I'm going to be asking Kiwi to do is put together kind of a list of references for that subject matter that we can put as an addenda in the book for them to be studying. We're not probably giving people enough notice on the post-construction BMP, LID, green infrastructure when they walk into the class. So we want to put an addendum or, you know, an errata sheet in there to say, here are your references that you should be, you know, aware of. So I'm going to be asking Kiwis and to be getting on that and talking that over with Tony and then getting that for Jonathan to look at and vet. And I know this is an area that Jonathan has a lot of expertise in, so I know he'll have an opinion. Right, Mr. Smith?
You got it.
Yeah. I know that's an expertise of yours. So.
I'd be happy to
Ruth,
share.
Ruth, we're going
to
include you.
Huh? Okay. I got some a bunch to share.
Good. Well, I'll tell you what. Ruth, if you want to send that through to me, I'll get it off, unless you have Jonathan's email. And if you have Jonathan and Kiwis, include them. Otherwise, get it to me, and we'll get it distributed, okay?
Okay.
As far as what you guys are looking at. So we've got a kind of a good crossover there. All right?
Okay.
And, I want to get through these first couple tasks that we need to get off our platter, guys. And what's going to be happening is, and this is going to probably be happening later in the year and into the first, we're going to be sitting down for the first time as a committee together at some point here. And we're going to start talking, and I've been having a long talk with Jim about this, at least initially. We're going to start sitting down talking about where practices are at. And what I mean by that is, you know, what practices are falling into CPESC versus SWQ versus SESWE, where the crossovers are, you know, where they are. What is a CPESC allowed to inspect? What is an SWQ allowed to inspect? As a committee, we're going to be sitting down. So that's what's coming. I just want to get these few things out of the way. Does that make sense to you guys and why we're doing it? We keep getting calls, especially about the practices of CPESCs in the world right now, what their duties are and what their limits are. It seems to be clear cut on the SWQ side, but it seems to be a problem with CPESC. So we want to start getting those practice definitions down. What are your limits? What are you allowed to inspect? What are you not allowed to inspect? What are you allowed to design and not design? And so that's going to be, I want to get through these next couple things and then be sitting down doing that. Okay, clear to everybody? Thoughts on that statement that I just made? Problems,
yeah,
issues?
This is Jonathan, just kind of, and maybe that's just me brainstorming a little bit, you know. We ran into this a little bit before in years past where just because an individual professional is experienced and qualified and has the knowledge to cover a specific task may not necessarily mean that all CPSWQs or CPSCs have that specific skill set. So, you know, our role is really to draw a boundary around what we are credentialing when it comes to our various certifications. And so, you know, sometimes it's as much of a communication point with individual professionals and making sure we're clear on what our certification covers. Doesn't mean you're not necessarily qualified as an individual. It's just that's how we have to define our professional credentialing.
I think that's incredibly well stated, Jonathan. I agree 100%. And so what we want to do within our credential world is say, this is it. And then, you know, I think the code of conduct, code of ethics has it. I think almost all the engineering boards talk about, you know, education and experience. And also implicit in there is that, you know, it's every, you know, certified professional's responsibility in the state that they're practicing in to be aware of, okay, what does the Board of Engineers say, you know, is defined within the practice of civil engineering? Because I can tell you, you know, there's several engineers on this phone, you know, those limits vary from state to state as, you know, what is the definition of engineering? And, you know, there are times when the CPSC or SWQ does start to overlap. And I think they've got to be careful. So EnviroCert wants to be clear that they need to have an understanding of that as part of their duty. State Board just told me the other day they have 3 CPESCs up on charges for practicing engineering without a license right now. So, and a 4th one I looked at, which was an SWQ. So that was enough to draw my attention when I was talking to her the other day. That we do, and this isn't the first time we've heard this. There's some calls from Melissa, it was New York, and I'm trying to remember where else we've gotten calls from.
Yes,
is that right? Was it New York, Melissa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we've had a couple calls, so we seem to be having an issue. Jonathan, have you guys bumped up against that in the past? Have you heard this before?
Absolutely. I think we had discussions in the state of Georgia with concerns from the state board there and other boards as well. I never got explicitly involved in them, but I know it has been a concern, and I would guess it will be a concern for years and decades, because this is kind of this is part of the business of being in a profession where there's sometimes a fuzzy line, sometimes a dark line between 2 different practices. And so something we need to be prepared to communicate with those boards to the extent we can show them that we have defined and it is the responsibility of our professionals to understand that line. I think we protect ourselves to some degree, but we also have to be prepared to self-police to some degree our own registrants as well.
Okay. And there's a letter I've started drafting, and I haven't given it to staff to send out yet, but I have a letter that I've prepared that's going to be going to all, I think it's 51 boards, Washington, D.C. being the 51st, District of Columbia, and Washington, D.C. So we're looking at doing that, and that's what got me thinking about the definitions and what the boundaries of our certification is. I noticed in a communication within the board one day where I brought up the issue of inspections, you know, there was a group of us, everybody had a different definition of where it was. So it was kind of interesting that I've heard that. So we're going to once and for all memorialize this in a document. So Jim and I have started talking about this. So this is something that's we're going to start putting ahead of time, around everything else, myself, Mike Chase, Jim, we're going to start putting something together, you know, and then I'm going to want you guys to vet it. You know, if we feel like we need to go outside and vet it again, we will. So that's coming for each of you. So I'd like, especially the program committee chairs, start thinking about what that means. And remember that scope of practice that you guys put together is your very, very first document. That starts playing into this, because if you, you know, that becomes a very critical document that each of you did. So we'll be revisiting that. All right. Anybody else have any questions, issues? This is a quick meeting because it's summer and I know you're busy, and I kind of just wanted an hour for rules and regs from you and warn you about the code of ethics and then tell you what's coming. And, you know, please start looking at getting your committees back together, you know, in August or at the end of September, but at least let them know what's coming. Does anybody have any questions, thoughts, statements, comments?
Hey, Rob, this is Kiwi. Curious, you have any update on the accreditation of our program?
Yeah, we're probably, if we do it, we're years away.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's talk about that for a minute, and I'll give you guys the update on the manuals. To be accredited through ICE or ANSI, okay? And you can ask me why you're asking me. I'd like to know why you're asking. I'd be curious. What we've done is we've said that every step I'm trying to make is accreditation compliance, okay? But we've got new staff that's going to be going through and looking at every single Melissa just hired them, and we're working on it. The staff's going to be pulling down tests. We're pulling down candidates, classifying their experience, and then looking at their tests and every single test question, right? So we have to have stoichiometricians looking at all of our test scores and all of our test questions. I believe it was, don't hold me to this, it was 3 to 5 years of data we needed to have, okay? And that's with the test questions being reviewed. All of our internal controls, which we actually are feeling pretty comfortable about, need to be audited and reviewed. Now, that we've been doing and working very hard for the first time that I've seen in the organization. I couldn't find anything in Marion that had what we have as far as established written policies. We figured out that, I'm trying to remember what the number was. Mark would know. Mike, you may have heard it when we were talking about it one day. I think it was $250,000 per certification by the time we were done. So, Kiwi, it's been a move towards accreditation compliance, not towards being accredited. Any reason you ask out of curiosity?
That's a good motivation for me to work hard.
Yeah. Well, it's quite honestly, I don't, you know, APWA is the only program I know that is accredited, and they have less than 100 people, and they can't, they're not growing, and they're dying on the vine. The first thing we have to do is get rid of all of the presenters, trainers. If we're going to be accredited, even though I've created a firewall between the exam, which has been not well received by a lot of people, that was a move towards accreditation compliant, right? Having the test secured. A certifying body cannot be training. We have to kill the trainers right now. So, which doesn't exactly uninspire me. I mean, but we've tried to make a move towards re-including the trainers. So we've kind of been bringing them back more and more. So Kiwi, the first thing we have to do is stop training as an organization. It's my opinion after 4 years that if we do that, you'll see this program die. It's just too difficult. They need to have that presentation done. And it's a fine line because I think all too often, and please don't anybody take offense when I say this, I think it was done unintentionally. There was a lot of teaching to the test, a lot done. And we've played with that. We've done some experiments with that in the early, early days when I first took over and really found it to be true. So we've really tried to get away from that. So I'm not going to say that we're never going to become accredited. I just would be surprised if we actually do. It's going to be a move towards just being as accreditation compliant, having internal controls, having controls on our exam, having exam security, okay, which is why, you know, this group doesn't see the exam. This is why the board doesn't see the exam. This is why Melissa's group has cameras in the security test. Very, you know, there's only a few people that have seen the exam, this latest exam, very few, unless you've taken it. And we now have PSI, you know, making sure PSI is scrambling questions and scrambling answers or some combination of that, which is why we want to create a database of questions. We'd like to be around 300 or 400 questions that we rotate in and out, not just a set 200 questions that everybody keeps seeing. But the more you take the test, the more you get to know the test, and that's not what we want to see necessarily. So we want to get a database of questions. So one of the things I'm creating is we've got a you guys may have seen this, and I haven't officially gotten the board to buy off on a stipend, but we've got a exam, academic exam committee group led by Wes Zeck out of Auburn and Michael Perez out of Ohio State. And, was it Wes Donald, Melissa? Is that the name of the guy there with Wes Zeck?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Mark has been recruiting a few professors. Kiwi, I want to talk to you about that. But what we're doing is asking a group of academic people to help develop exam content and serve on this committee to help us with that. So,
okay.
And bring in their content in too. Kiwi, you were talking to some people who may be interested in that. So I'm going to ask the board if we can throw like $1,000, you know, a year at these people to kind of help us do this. Okay. And develop.
Rob, this is Jonathan. If you need other contacts or in an academic world, particularly on the stormwater quality side, I can help as well.
Please. Okay. The answer is yes, please. Absolutely. Right now, whoever you got, Jonathan, love to have the names. Okay. You know, well, I know that the group, I'm really looking for a group of about 10 of these guys to help us. But one of the things that's becoming very, very clear, and this is true in almost any of them, I just didn't realize how different stormwater world was. What's going on academically and what's going on practitioner is as different as it is in engineering, Jonathan. So the academic guys taking our exams aren't necessarily kicking butt. Now, I knew that was true in engineering, like in civil engineering. I knew it wasn't, you know, I knew it was like that. I thought stormwater would be more aligned. It's not. Interestingly enough, the academic guys are struggling with our exam. So, but, you know, look, we want to get them to start looking at some of the wording, some of the content, you know, some of the new stuff coming on. I am looking for somebody who's got expertise in passive treatment systems. Does anybody know anybody out there? We have an active treatment stuff written and coming through by Nathan and Mike, but does anybody have a contact out there for getting off the subject here a little bit, for passive treatment systems, for dosing logs, et cetera?
I thought, didn't you have that gal who was kind of looking at the treatment stuff before? Wasn't she well-versed in passive?
Yeah, and then she flaked, never did it, canceled the contract, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or she never did it.
That's right.
Jonathan, I thought one of the professors over there in Carolina was kind of one of the leading experts on passive treatments. Have you heard that?
That would you might be thinking of Rich McLaughlin.
That is who I'm thinking about.
Yep, yeah.
That's the name.
We had some contact with Rich, gosh, a decade ago or more. He might be, particularly with the stipends involved, he might be interested in helping. He's very knowledgeable. Yeah, that's the only one I can think of right offhand. Who's the guy down in Texas is pretty good too, but I think his name has been mentioned in the past. Has the lab.
Okay. I'm really trying to reach out and start building relationships with the academic side of the world, guys. And I think it's helpful and neat, necessary. You know, it's always going to involve a stipend and money, and you can't blame them. And they're always looking for it, but they're you know, the guys I've been talking to have been very anxious and excited to work with us. So, you know, I want to keep, you know, fostering those relationships. So, Jonathan, I'm going to talk to Mark. He had a couple contacts that he was reaching out to. But, you know, if you know some names, can you forward them to me and I'll give you the information? And
Absolutely. Most of my contacts would be more on the stormwater quality side, but I'm happy.
I know some.
In fact, I just left a meeting with one of the preeminent ones here in North Carolina, so I can give you some names or even make some contacts.
Okay. Yeah, and you're welcome to do it either way. I love talking, you know, and other things, so we'll get that worked out. It was interesting. I had reached out to Auburn University, to WestSec, you know, and said, hey, would you be interested in writing a couple of these sections for us? We're willing to pay you for it. And, you know, I guess they kind of declined on us because, really, I guess their master's or their PhD was on doing transportation engineering. But when they took the position there at Auburn, it was to do stormwater. So that's where they've been developing their expertise at. So McLaughlin may be, Jonathan, maybe kind of a better choice. We may find a little more expertise in the world of water quality than I think we're going to find in erosion and sediment control. So
one kind of word of caution or note of potential caution is some of the academic folks have developed sometimes their own training programs that are much more localized to either their state or something like that. So we may run into that, just something to be aware of.
Yeah, we've seen that and, you know, have said great, you know, love it. That's been part of the IT, that in-training program we're doing, Jonathan. We've been hearing that, and I think it's good, and we've told them that, too. It's like, yeah, we're 100%, that's great stuff. And, you know, so as we've handing them the IT, that was going on at Auburn. That's exactly what they've done, just so you know. You know, they've developed their own local training program, and we've said, great, I think it's wonderful. You know, by all means, you know, use it. So they literally used our exam as 50% of the their final grade. It was 50% of their final exam. So just so you know, that's what they did at Auburn. They didn't fare very well, so right now the curve on our IT exam is pretty damn low. But we're going to have to see how that plays with time. But I think it's tough on the kids because they are learning something that's pretty local, Jonathan, from the professors, and we're hitting them with a whole different practitioner's world. And we really saw that just happen with Auburn. So those are things we'll continue to struggle with and have to deal with over time. All right. Anybody else?
Rob, I got one more question for you. Sorry to keep dragging things on.
Sure.
You brought up ICE and how us getting credentialed through them as a program might be a number of years away. Are we getting benefit from any sort of engagement with them just from gathering information on best practices or templates? Because I know when I looked at them a number of years ago, it looked like there was a lot of really good information there. Is that something we are pursuing now, or are we focusing on other more critical items?
So 4 years ago, I looked at all of that. You know, I was looking at ICE and ANSI and, you know, what the best practices were. And you've seen us move in that direction as far as what we're doing internally with all the different steps. We're going to be revisiting some of that now as we're starting to nail down, you know, policies and procedures like for the office and how we do things, internal controls, and, you know, where we move in the exam and how we, you know, qualify. Sorry, guys. How we do stuff. Yes, we're moving towards using that stuff. It's more that we're going to be going back to it, Jonathan, as we implement it. But I was looking at it 4 years ago, pretty hot and heavy, and we're going to try. We're following best practices anytime we can, and we're going to continue to implement it. It's just, you know, not. I just don't see us ever getting accredited, at least not in the near future. And, you know, even though it's kind of a hot spot, I'd like to see us do it. I just don't know how we're going to.
I'm glad to hear that. Because I felt like there was some really good information that organization had. And just like, you know, we as professionals go to conferences like, you know, you know, Stormwater Magazine's conference or EWRI or, you know, all the other ones that are out there, they provide some mechanisms for us as an organization to engage with credentialing information and networking and, you know, finding people who can provide services, you know, efficiently and cost-effective. So good to hear we've got a plan, at least a strategy for maintaining engagement with our agency and organization.
Yeah, and to keep it in perspective, I looked at it hot and heavy 3 to 4 years ago, and it's a direction that the board has, you know, voted and said, Rob, you know, EnviroCert, you know, basically, you know, it was more the direction of the executive director. You know, anytime you can, you should be incorporating accreditation standards. And not this year, but I think as Melissa and her group gets into next year, Melissa's going to be probably taking that stuff and using it as we really get things finalized and, you know, on paper, both internally and with the exam, how we're going to be, you know, really evaluating stuff. We'll be incorporating it more as time goes on. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting there. So, and the board's keenly aware of that. So you'll see it more and more, Jonathan. It's a good point. So, and I probably should revisit it on the technical side and see what we can incorporate and bring it up in early. I just haven't done it in a while. So I'll make a point of doing that, you know, over the next month or two and seeing what we can do on this side of the world at a minimum. So anyway, good question, Jonathan. Thank you. Really is. All right. Anything else, guys? I'm not trying to get rid of you. I just don't want to keep you if there's nothing else. Okay. Everybody's dead quiet. All right. I appreciate it, guys. And, again, just, you know, I know some of you said over the next week, but if you could just do me a favor, try to take a look at the rules and regs. Is there something we're missing? Is, you know, it's going to be long. It's not anything they got to memorize. It's stuff they're going to look up. So keep that in mind. It is not in a manuscript form. It's just in a written form. It's been moving along. Do not worry about grammar, structure. Worry about content. We'd like to eventually get Malaysia and Canada to contribute to this. That'll be something that we'll be moving forward. So this will be a draft and eventually to be updated. So take a look. See what you think. I hope you find it informative. Most of the feedback I've gotten from people is, wow, didn't know this. So I'll be looking for your feedback on what you think of it. And if you have any comments, let me know. What is it, about 15 pages, Jim? Single sentence, I think? Single spacing? So if you remember, I think it is. I think it's on that order. It's long.
Are you talking about rules and regs?
Yeah. Ruth, yeah. It was longer when you gave it to me.
Yeah, I know. I intentionally did that so you can cut stuff out.
No, it was good. And Jim did. I think we did a good job, and we reorganized it and restructured it. So I'll get that out. It's long, and so that means in the manual it'll be even longer because of the way we space things. So it's meant. You know, you're not going to read this and know this. You're gonna read this and go, okay, holy shit. And you're going to get some take-home test questions that will help you understand it. That's what's going to happen. And for the engineers that have done take-home exams, they know what I'm talking about. So, because that's what, you know, that's how we got the idea. Anyway, all right. If you guys can try to get it back that week, I appreciate it. Yep. Go ahead, Ruth.
I have one last question, and this is regarding the chapters that we're writing, the other manuals that we're – the review manuals that we're constructing here.
I forgot about that. Sorry. Yep.
Well, we're assuming that what we write is going to be up to when we get it to you. Someone else will take it and run with the reformatting and the
yes.
Citation
grammar.
Consistency and grammar and all that. Okay, I wanted to confirm that because that's what I've told them. I thought we were doing so. Okay, double check.
That will be. That'll either be done in-house or we'll bring somebody in to help us, depending on workload.
Ah, so, great.
We've had staff falling by the wayside. A lot of our goals this year have been changed. Jerry Gilstrap, who had esophageal cancer, kind of recovered from that, now has had back surgery. We lost a lady with some complications. We haven't heard from her in a long time. So Butch has been out with back surgery. I had shoulder surgery and then a knee replacement. So that put a crimp on some things. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody else, Melissa, but then we had the flu going around, and it's been a challenge. It was a real challenge. Everybody's finally getting back and healthy at Advisor, but we really were running a skeleton crew there for quite a while, actually. So there's been a little bit of a slowdown on our part, too. So
yes.
Just sort of holding things together. And it's just one of those things. I just, you know, I had to call the board and, you know, write them an email saying, guys, I had these goals, we had these timelines, and we're not going to make them this year. We're going to push them back till next year. So board understands. They're good guys, except for Mike. So, we've had to redirect some things. So just get it to us as you can, Ruth, and we'll play with it. Okay. I'm waiting. Jim and I need to get. Yeah, Jim and I have some standards we're trying to get, you know, laid out. I started to dismiss you guys without telling you really quickly. We are bringing. We're going to be getting the Sesame consultant going. I got some comments from Jim that I need to predict on that contract. I wanted to get incorporated. Mike, have you had a chance to look at that Sesame agreement? And you're running all over hell and high water.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I looked at it. Everything looked good to me.
Okay. Yep. There's a comment I gotta talk to Jim about, and then decide what to do with it and understand a little better. And then I'm gonna get Andrea going once I get his comments into it. So we're gonna get GeoSyntech going on Sesame. Jonathan, I'd really like you to start thinking about who we can send SWQ out with. Okay? Next year. And, you know, I'm going to bring that into the budget at the end of the year. So I need you to start thinking about SWQ next year, okay?
Got it.
And, and then we've got industrial is to Nathan Hallenbeck, and he's gotten started on it, and he's already starting to get us some content. So there's a couple of you who are not on this call who will be doing those reviews. So we have about $100,000 worth of contracts out there one way or another on getting technical updated. So we'll be moving those forward. And SWQ goes next year. So the way we're looking at it, I think. So I think that's our plan. And in the meantime, we're going to be working on Jim, myself, and Mike and Mark are working on some other content, technical content that we're going to be giving to ESC. Over the next year, so they'll be going in parallel. So they're moving forward. Spanish has been all but converted now. Jaime Ambris from our office staff, one of our staff members, has been converting the Spanish over. He has completely moved all the PowerPoints over for CPESC, and the exam was converted by PSI. So we now have a full-on PowerPoint. And I think the manual's in Spanish already in some stage or another. But we have a full-on exam now over. I believe that we now have the metric version of all the exams are in. And, Melissa, we think they're live, right, at PSI? Is that right? Or most?
That's correct, live? Yes. Yes.
Okay. So.
Hey, Rob. This is Kiwi. Is Malaysia able to do the online exam?
Yep. That's what they're supposed to be doing, although I'm not sure where we're at on that. But they're supposed to be sending people to PSI at this point. And they were getting us, there's been a rules and regs section, which we're calling Section A, that was also going to go on PSI for them to do. Melissa, are they still paper? Are they still not quite converted?
They are live. They have not begun to utilize that yet.
So if I am going to let those folks know, the engineers know that they can go online and take the exam, so that should be all right.
Yeah. So here's the thing with Malaysia. Fuad and MSO knows that it's live. They know it's there. Because SciSec is over there and it's a paper exam and they got such a high passage rate, they are scared to go use the computer, just so you know.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, they're really scared to do it. It has been met with a lot of resistance, and I haven't quite pulled the carpet out and said, nope, no more paper with them. So they're still on the old exam, I believe. But, yeah. So it's okay. Malaysia's continuing to be a problem, Kiwi. And I haven't decided, I haven't decided how hard I want to be with them yet. I don't want to say I've been ignoring it, but the last few months I've had other things in my mind, so I've been ignoring it. I'm not going to be able to ignore it much longer. Let's put it that way, Kiwi. And
I think that if we let the interested party know that they should go ahead and apply through MSO, and then once the MSO approves their application and they can go online and take the exam, that's what I think we can also communicate with MSO to let them know, and that way, they aware that now people can go online to take the exam.
They know it. They just have, I mean, MSO knows it. They can do that, is what I'm telling you. But let's talk about it offline. Let's talk next week, Kiwi.
Okay.
And, you've been building a relationship with them, and so let's try to do it. Fawad and they and Halima, and they all know that they have PSI online. They're just sort of scared. The other thing is that all of the internationals are going to have a portal on our CMS system. It's being built right now. We haven't got a date, I don't think, have we, Melissa, on when. Everybody will now apply through CMS, and the internationals will be able to now review. They'll now be able to review applications online, and then we'll be able to also look at them. So we're going to all be – EnviroCert International will now be able to use our system that we have in the U.S., same system.
Right.
So they'll be doing that too. And so they'll then be able to schedule PSI through us. And I think I've been waiting for that to happen before I really kind of crack down. But let's have a talk about that as we can, and we'll go over that.
Okay.
And
understood.
I'm asking Canada to take our manuals and Canadianize them. They keep asking the U.S. to do it, and I feel like they need to do their own edits. So I've Matthew Graham and the rest of them, I kind of told them, it's like, hey, time for you guys to, if you're going to be our partners, time for you guys to act like it. Step up and do it yourself. We'll help, but we can't, I don't know how I can sit here in California and write a Canadian exam. I don't know anything about Canada. So we're asking them to do that. So Malaysia has said, no, we're staying with the U.S. exam, and Ibero-America has said we're staying with the U.S. exam. Australia has been a different bird, but we're going to work with Australia and Mike Francoma on a lot of that. So as we work it through, so Kiwi, we'll talk some more. Why don't you? Let's try to set up a date next week to talk around 4th of July, okay? And I'll talk to you about Malaysia. Maybe you can help me with that communication over there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything else, guys? We good? I'm not trying to rush. I just want to make sure everybody who has a question. I get off on these tangents that are kind of involved and related, but probably bore the shit out of you guys. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for jumping on this call. I really, really appreciate it. And again, I really appreciate it if you can get on the rules of regs. I know you guys are all busy because I can tell when I don't hear from you, from many of you. And as I have been too with the two surgeries, my apologies. I didn't feel too good after either one of them with complications and a few other stupid things, but I'm finally kind of back on track. So let me know if we need to talk. Email me or text me, and we'll set up a meeting. That's the best way to get me. And we'll go from there. Committee chairs, let me know how I can help. Ruth, thank you for yours. And Jonathan, if you'll follow up with me as you get time, I'd appreciate it. And Jim, I'll let you come up for air, and I'll wait for you to contact me, Jim, okay? And we'll talk then, and we'll go from there. So, all right, guys. Ladies, thank you very, very much. Yep.
Bye, everyone.
We'll probably talk in August. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.